This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No, there's nothing like starting the radio show being handed a blaze orange K-Fire 550 toque. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the funny thing is, I gave one to Game and Fish, and he kind of gave me a sad look. And I asked him, so what? Why? He said, my entire closet is full of orange hats. Do you have any other color? I'm like, oh, well, yeah.
I'll get another color.
Give it as a gift. Todd brought gifts today, folks. We're at the Elks. And we're here because there's a very famous event going on here today, a day that honors not only vets, but all kinds of folks who do incredible things for us all year long. And Veterans Day is coming up, so it's a great time for it. It's a free turkey dinner. Todd, this is my second year here, but I think third or fourth year talking about it. You've been part of it for a long time. But
oh, yeah.
Let's give a shout-out to everybody that's making this happen today, and then we'll tell you what's coming up on the show.
And how did it become the trimmings? How did the trim? It's not like you cut that stuff off the turkey, right?
It's just one of those things you don't argue about. It just is turkey and trimmings. You know, that's what it is.
I'm just saying.
It's the mashed potatoes. It's the gravy. It's the cranberries. It's the, you know, what else? What else are we missing here? Really, that's all I need.
Mashed potatoes.
Corn. Stuffing. I love corn. You know, stuffing for sure. Can't forget
which
the stuffing.
Which that was in the turkey. Yeah. I mean, that part we know. That part was in the turkey.
True. Yeah, exactly.
Other than that. No, you know, folks have been picking up the 1,500 tickets. The last two went out the door late yesterday morning, so they are all gone. If you're thinking, oh, I'll just show up and get a ticket. You're supposed to get them in advance, but I don't know. Ask really nicely. And I know if you want to meet Scott Hendon today, you may have to ask at the door, and then maybe Scott during a break can make his way over. What Scott doesn't know is I brought several copies of Scott's book over.
Oh, my.
So if you still don't have one of those, along with some K-Fire Cafe caps and cups to keep you nice and warm. But the Veterans Benefit Dinner is the ninth year, and it was something that Steve Schwann and some other folks kind of came up with on the fly and thought, well, we'll do this. And a couple of years ago, it was 1,200, and last year they upped the ante to 1,500 and thought, oh, are we going to get rid of all the tickets? They did, and they did this year, too. So thanks to Action Movers and all the other... Oh, Steve's coming over right now. He may actually grab the headset right off
there
of
my
Cadillac hatted head.
We won't even make him climb the stairs. You know,
as a matter of fact,
they put us on a pedestal here, up on the stage, which is a little embarrassing because the vets ought to be on the stage and we ought to be in the janitor's closet. But we're
right by the restroom.
Right, right. We're happy.
Well,
to have
we had
a good
to walk by
everybody.
The janitor's closet to get to the stage. If that makes you feel better.
So Steve Schwann has he's got duct tape in his hand, so you know the guys can do anything.
Yeah,
right. It works on anything.
Exactly right. I want you to bring me back to the first time this became an idea.
9 years ago, sitting over a beer in the Elks Club, a good friend of mine, Bruce Benz, and I, we started thinking about how we can do it, give back to the vets, first responders. I said, why not give them a free meal? I think we started with 500 people the first time. This year we're at 1,500, and we ran out of tickets. I got people calling yesterday wanting tickets, but there's only so many you can do. So it's just growing, and we're going to hit 10,000 meals this year.
Isn't
wow.
it something?
Yeah, that's amazing. So I got to tell you a little bit about the Elks Club here, which is a fantastic job. We are cooking 60 turkeys this year, 20 pounds.
Oh, wow, ought to be more than you said before, yeah.
1,200 pounds of turkey.
What in the world?
Wow.
So it's a big, massive project, and again, one we really get excited about, our staffs from all the sponsors, and it really, really works out great. It's a big day for us today. I look forward every time. I know Steve Herman will come over and talk about it, but I just got done setting up the Missing Soldiers tables, which is a moving thing for me.
Yes.
And we're excited about today. And then you know what? I'm glad when it's over. Now we started planning for next year.
Mostly because there's a lot of people that, you know, get a chance to have a little fun with some buddies and fellow vets. And
you know, you hear some stories, and I think we're going to have a great response from first responders this year. I went personally to the Sheriff's Department, Burley County, Martin, the police departments, the fire departments, and I think we're going to have a great uniformed response to this year.
That's awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah. We got a lot of fun guests that are going to stop by, and we have a lot of topics in the news we'll be covering today. But certainly job one is to thank these folks that are here today and getting a little bit of their due.
Yeah.
We can't thank them enough, honestly.
But you've got to get that veteran Steve Herman over, one of our sponsors.
We will.
He's a good guy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Like
definitely. We'll put him to work before this show is done. No doubt about that coming up today on the program as well. So we're live at the Elks today. We'll be honoring the vets. They start showing up about 9:30, I guess, because they want the best seat and the first turkey, right?
This is it. The first shift officially starts at 10:30, but last year, we were by 10:15, people are already in place getting the turkey.
Exactly.
Why make them wait?
Yeah, why
already,
make them wait?
You know?
So that's the first wave, and then there's, of course, three shifts in all to feed that amount of people here at the Elks. We also today on the program are going to talk to a number of folks about pipelines. And specifically the value, here's a stat I can't repeat enough. You're probably sick of me hearing about it from me, but it's a reality that I don't think has sunk into every tax-paying North Dakotan, and that is that one half of the taxes paid in North Dakota are paid by the oil and gas industry. So one industry, in their own way, are writing checks and putting into the coffers the taxes collected.
Basically, thinking all those oil companies are getting so rich. Well, so is the state.
Right.
The state wouldn't be if they weren't here.
And they don't have the cost-intensive, input of what it takes to drill oil. So anyway, the reason pipelines are important is because it gets our product to market, right? It would be like saying, farmers, no more trains. Farmers, no more trucks, right? You can't go to the local elevator with your corn. You can't,
You can't do a corn pipeline?
Right. So... it's so very important, and we have next week, Wednesday, a hearing on the Dakota Access Pipeline optimization. And it really is not, honestly, that big of a decision for the PSC in the sense that it's about one pump station and a little more acreage down there. But it becomes a bigger deal because, of course, individuals want to use this opportunity to try and re-litigate this fight for, what, the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th time?
Here
I forget
we go
what,
again.
But facts are important, and that's why we really today wanted to focus on this, and we've been planning actually for a while, this little roundtable, and today worked out to have Governor Doug Burgum join us on the program. Public Service Commission member Julie Fedorchuk will join us on the program. Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger will join us on the program. We're going to talk to a rancher out by St. Anthony, Doug Hilly, that is living this. I say living it because he lived through the first ordeal, and it was not pretty. It was an ugly, ugly time.
Yeah.
And not a lot of us want to see that.
Of course,
repeated.
The hearing coming up next week in Linton, we're not going to dapple too, are
right.
we?
Well, I hope not. And that's why I think facts are important, number one, and that's why we're doing what we're doing today. But number two, the thing I would tell you about November 13th, we know from talking to the sheriff and other officials that there are plans for a protester, plans for protests, rather, and protesters, plural, to come in by the busload. Some, it sounds like from Standing Rock, elders that'll come in and just be part of the process. That's fantastic, right? I mean, that's the way it should be. But South Dakota tribes and other tribes as well, partnering up with some of the people, the outside forces that were here before to protest this, which is why I'm suggesting that on November 13th, given the fact that this industry means what it does to us and also just the truth means something to us, that we take the time to attend that hearing. So we're going to do that today. We'll talk to Doug Hilly about his time living through that. Doug is a rancher up by St. Anthony, so he'll join us as well on the program. So that'll command a lot of the conversation today. Obviously, we get to do it in front of the vets today at the Elks Club, so that'll be fun. Todd's brought along goodies, including these beautiful K-Fire Cafe.
The Hunter Orange, so you could be... scene of the crowd and
exactly right.
Deer doesn't shoot you or whatever happens.
I have a new toque, so come get your hat. Come get your K-Fire mug. Todd's got all the goodies here today at the Elks Club, and even a couple of copies of that doorstep. Doorstop, yeah.
The Scott Henin book.
Is exactly right.
Not my autographed copy, though. I made sure not to bring that one.
Seems like I wrote it 1,000 years ago, and yet it is still amazing.
Now, when is the sequel coming out, by the way?
Grassroots was a book about the people that now are called deplorable. Right?
Right.
That are supporters.
Therefore, it's time for a sequel.
Of Donald Trump. I guess, yeah. I could say, deplorables are us or something. I don't know. But it also had the things we needed to do in energy and agriculture and all these different things that the grassroots.
And see, now, have we done these things since grassroots?
Right.
And where do we need to pick up to start from here moving forward?
Exactly right. It was
time for the book.
It was written during the Obama era.
No, I
so
will not shadow
some
right
of the things
you
have been taken undertaken, and tax policy is one, thanks to President Trump. But
got the White House back.
Regulation is another one that's been undertaken in a good way to say, let's be smart about regulation here. Where do the states know better than we do? Right? So some examples
so
here.
So you wrote that book when AOC was still in middle school then? Or
I guess, yeah. She wasn't even allowed in a bar yet. She, 10 years before she was a bartender, for crying out loud. So, yeah. One other thing I want to talk about a little bit today, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on today. I am in the future. I touched on it yesterday, but there was an audit hearing yesterday at the Capitol related to some audits. And that's typical protocol that an auditor will come to the committee made up of legislators and have a dialogue about audits that are happening. And a very sad situation yesterday where two individuals who are state employees, one at the library, one in the Commerce Department, that were told yesterday, you need to hire legal counsel. Because this potentially could be criminal, and this is being debated as a criminal situation. That is wrong at so many levels, I can't even begin to tell you. And when we weaponize the auditor's office, we are doing some very bad things. And I want to give Josh County a time to be heard on this, and I've offered that opportunity, but I will tell you this is going to be a major focus of this program and our audience and all of the facts on the table on the situation, because I heard from half a dozen people that really hadn't been following this all that closely this morning say, I read this article. What the heck is this guy doing? I mean, that's what people are saying, and that's a fair question.
He's not playing solitaire on his desktop. We know that.
No, which is fine. That's great. I mean, I think everybody appreciates the audit function. The audit function is to find things that are not working and make them better. But it's not to make criminals out of state employees. That is disgusting, and it will be something we'll tackle head-on in the days ahead.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's true, and that's good for North Dakota. Energy Transfer's investment will mean more good-paying jobs in North Dakota and more state oil tax money for schools, roads, and water projects. In fact, $30 million more per year, plus millions in local property taxes. And the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline is good for America, too. It will reduce our need for oil from unstable and dangerous nations and will ensure stable gas prices even in times of Middle East conflict. There is no doubt about it. This pipeline makes us more energy independent and our nation safer and more secure. Plus, it's the absolute safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
on What's on Your Mind. Live from the Elks Club, counting down to a very important day today. We know that there'll be vets lining up in minutes. The first serving starts at 10 o'clock today. And I don't know what you're telling me, Todd. Todd, give me hand signals. Oh, down. Okay, all right, all right. I was like, well, they're up, they're up. Not everybody is deaf like I am, so, yeah. I've officially done some hearing damage to our next guest. I apologize for that. Anyway, as I was saying, we're at the Elks Club, and Active Duty Military and Veterans Appreciation Event is happening, and, of course, also invite folks from, Guard, Reserves, Police, EMS, firefighters as well. And today is the day that they all pick up an opportunity to have a great meal. Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valet Sports and Marine, Wells Fargo, and Northwest Contracting. Find sponsors for this. We're going to talk to Steve Herman from Action Movers here coming up in a little bit about this great event, because it is really good fun, that's for sure. So we'll be celebrating them as we go throughout the day, and we're talking pipelines today as well. And the next person that we're going to chat with on the program is a member of the Public Service Commission, Julie Fedorchuk. Julie is the third of the Public Service Commissioners that we've talked about this particular topic, the hearing coming up on November 13th, and also the role of the PSC in citing these and what they do and sort of getting the facts out there on this event. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate the chance.
Sorry about the ears. Yeah.
It's okay.
Very
now
sorry. Sometimes the headphones get a little bit loud for everybody else. But when you've been putting headphones on since you were 12 years old, you have no hearing left. You know, so mine are loud. Yours don't need to be. Anyway, what do you most want people to know about this hearing next week?
Well, really, I want people to know that this is their opportunity to come and talk to us about this pipeline expansion. You know, this is the opportunity. This is what the hearings are. We intend it to be very orderly, very open, transparent, fair for everybody involved. And this is a chance for people who have concerns to come lay them out, have them discussed. And as they relate to the criteria that we consider, we will deal with them. If they're related to concerns about, say, we don't like oil, we don't like oil production, those are outside of the bounds. And so those aren't part of this hearing. This hearing is intended to look at the permitting of a pipeline expansion project that's being proposed in North Dakota. And there's specific criteria that we'll look at for that. And that's what we'll be talking about. But it is an opportunity, most importantly, for people to come out and talk to us about the hearing, about this project.
On the criteria, how much of it is the actual pump station just outside Linton and Emmons County versus anything else related to the pipeline itself?
I would say a majority of it is that, because it is mostly an environmental permitting process. So we look at the new construction on this line, and that's something that is important, I think, kind of confusing for people. They hear that this pipeline is being expanded, doubled in size, and they automatically assume there's new pipe going in the ground. But there is no new pipe going in the ground for this project. It's all using the existing pipe that's already been constructed and adding pumps on two locations, one of which didn't require a permit. So this new area was outside the previously permitted area where they want to construct this pumping station. So that has to be permitted. So a lot of it is looking at that site. It's about 23 acres. What's on that site? What kind of environmental resources? What kind of wetlands, wildlife? What kind of cultural resources? A lot of it is focused on that. There is, however, also the increase in capacity that is part of this expansion. And so the company needs to talk about how they intend to increase the expansion and keeping the impacts to minimal. Minimal impacts, that's kind of our standard that the PSC considers in permitting. And so I expect the company to come forward and say, we're doing X, Y, and Z. That's how we feel like this project and this proposal maintains some minimum impact criteria, the minimum impact standard. And I expect that any parties that are opposing it will say the opposite, and both parties will be obligated to provide facts to back up what their position is. And in the end, we will get to the bottom of a decision.
I find myself yearning for an adult debate about pipelines or transportation infrastructure. You're a regulator, so you're used to this. You have to say yes or no. But do you feel that we focus on 99% of stuff that really is sort of noise and hyperbole, and not the 1% that's the actual facts?
Well, you certainly have strong opinions on pipelines in this, and this isn't really an adult debate on the merits of pipelines. This permitting process is not that either. We will look at this project and its components and whether it meets the standard of law to receive a permit. The merits of pipelines, quite honestly, has already been determined by the legislature in allowing them to be developed in North Dakota and used extensively by the industry. So the merits of the pipelines really isn't under debate at this particular hearing. Pipelines are perfectly legal in North Dakota. There's a standard for receiving a permit for them, and that's what we'll be evaluating. So whether you like pipelines or don't like pipelines, this isn't the venue for you. You can take that issue to the legislature. I expect we'll get some folks like that, but quite honestly, that would be, in my opinion, one of those issues that goes outside the bounds. We will look at the criteria that we need to for this line, minimal impact, and I've seen some of the pre-file testimony by both parties, and it's quite good. It's quite good. I think it'll be a good discussion.
Explain that. What do you mean?
Both sides are offering their perspective on the facts, and I think so far, and there's two parties right now, the company and Standing Rock tribes have intervened, so they're an official party, so they will be at the hearing. They will have an attorney representing them. They will call witnesses. I think they have 3 or 4 witnesses on their list to call. They can always call more, as can the company. And so they've outlined already, and I don't want to get too much into it, but they've outlined their concerns and why they think that needs to be those need to be addressed in this process, and the company will then have to respond to those.
There is some conversation about, a 2, possibly even a 3-day hearing. And I talked to the sheriff down there. He's got word that there's buses coming in and they're expecting protesters and we've got, security down there and everything else. So, given what you said, the guidelines are of what you're actually deciding and what's, in the fair game area for testimony, how in the world would you have 3 days, would you think?
I can't imagine 3 days. We're going to work very hard to do this in 1 day. I'm quite determined to do it in 1 day. And if things are orderly and if people are concise in their presentations, that's one of the reasons why we ask for a pre-file testimony, so we can get a lot of the merits of the case, a lot of the foundational pieces in the record ahead of time, so everybody knows where they need to focus to get their issues outlined. And so I think that there's a really strong chance that we can finish it up in 1 day.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
I think that, I look forward to this opportunity. It's an orderly opportunity for people to talk about an important issue and have questions asked and answered. And it's a really good chance to not repeat what happened in the last Dakota Access issue, I think.
Absolutely. Which is one of the reasons that we're spending the time where we are talking about it, because we have the chance to do that, sort of in my mind, the right way, going forward without a lot of misinformation and noise and very unfortunate things for a lot of folks, including one rancher who's going to join us here after a little while. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Scott.
We are brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. Some great deals on the 2020 Spurs financing deals right now as well. It's that time. HighPlainsApache.com, Mandan, and at Frontier south of Fargo. More after this.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Concrete. We drive on it, walk on it, and depend on it for foundation, where we live and work. Yet, we take concrete for granted. If you thought concrete was maintenance-free, think again. In our northern climate, with freezing, thawing, cooling water, de-icing chemicals, and salt, our concrete takes a beating. You've seen what that can do to your investment over time. But a few easy steps can make your concrete last. Check it out at ndconcrete.com. That's ndconcrete.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in the story of some Americans who were ambushed by drug cartel members south of the border earlier this week. The man who was detained by Mexican authorities in connection with the murders of those 9 American women and children is no longer considered a suspect. Ruth Warner is a relative of the victims who were members of a fundamentalist Mormon community.
I heard about what was going on with my brother and his family and my cousins, and I literally couldn't breathe. I was so devastated for them and for what they're going through.
Again, prosecutors now say the man they had initially arrested was not part of the ambush of those victims. The federal government's expected to ban flavored vape products soon, perhaps before today is over. The move coming as more than 1,600 people have contracted lung illnesses linked to vaping, and more than 30 of them have died. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Schweitzer's. Have you been to the Schweitzer store on Washington, just in front of Runnings and Dan's? Do yourself a favor today. Go in there and get some beef jerky. Maybe a little that summer sausage there. They've got so much variety there. And, of course, the beef, North Dakota beef. Even North Dakota Wagyu beef. The really good stuff. I just pulled a beautiful steak out of my freezer the other day, Wagyu beef, and it just has that melt in your mouth. It's so darn good. It's unbelievable. It really is. So stop and see him at Schweitzer's. Tell him Scott sent you, and you get a special deal. Texter says, ask Julie a question. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just seeing that now. So I can't ask Julie a question, but the question is, just so you you know what it is related to Game and Fish. It says, ask Julie to comment on the undue influence by NDGF on wind sighting statement that you made on Tuesday. Different topic, different day, caller, or texter, but happy to do it on another day. Another texter says, what the auditor is doing is 100% necessary. You whine about the corruption in the nation's capital, but turn a blind eye to our state's capital. All right, let me stop there. There's more here, but I'm going to say I can't find anything in the same universe as corruption that has gone on in North Dakota that has been unearthed by our state auditor. There is nothing that you could use the word corruption at in any way, shape, or form. If there were, I'd be the first guy that said, way to go. In fact, I want to know if I tally up all the expenses related to complying with the audit and compare it to what was found, what's more? Where are the dollars more? So I'm going to hold my powder on the whole situation with the auditor until I have a chance to talk to him, and I'm interviewing him later today, and we'll have that aired on the program, and then I'll get more of my comments. But I'm answering your question, and I want you to honestly answer that question in your head. What you see is corruption. When state employees, a librarian, somebody works at the library, a commerce commissioner need to hire an attorney and personally pay for it. By the way, the same thing's happening to Donald Trump right now. So that's not going after the swamp. That's being the swamp is what that is. I mean, Donald Trump's employees are having to hire personal lawyers, hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal bills because of a witch hunt. Is this much different? texter goes on to say, even worse, you lie for and protect them. If he wants to start at the bottom, so be it. The corruption in this government is disgusting and blatant. Good for him. Just totally disagree. Give me one example. I'll text that texter back and say, just give me one example of the corruption. Tell me one so I can have that conversation with you. Anyway, appreciate the comments. Always, you can text 701-367-2054, or you can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The tax commissioner of our great state of North Dakota, Ryan Rauschenberg, is here with us on the program. Ryan, how are you?
Very good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. I know that you're probably saying, now, where are all these vets? And you can see all these tables set for these vets. Trust me, they're coming.
They're coming.
Trust me on this one thing, they're coming. Yeah, and they're going to be showing up here in a couple of seconds for something that doesn't start till 10:30.
Right.
That's how good they line
up for the turkey.
Right. That's how good the turkey is. Yeah, exactly right. But anyway, I appreciate you joining us. We're talking pipelines because pipelines are in the news, and I want to talk about with you the tax benefit of a pipeline. Now, somebody might say, well, wait a minute, pipeline transports oil. How in the world is there a benefit? How is there something for Ryan Rauschenberger to count? So let's start there. How does a pipeline make the tax revenue situation of North Dakota better?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll use Dakota Access Pipeline as the perfect example of just how beneficial a pipeline like that is for the state of North Dakota and the people of North Dakota. And since Dakota Access Pipeline is put in, oil can now get to market more cheaply. It can essentially the transportation costs make the producers realize more oil tax revenue, which means they pay more oil tax. And Dakota Access Pipeline has had such a huge impact that just in the last 2 years, we've actually realized an additional $250 million in oil tax revenue. So around $250 million in additional oil tax revenue because oil producers are now able to send their oil to, one, a better market where they can get a better price, and two, it can be sent at a cheaper freight cost, which means they're making more money and they're actually paying the state more oil tax. And the way you think of it is for every dollar that an oil company can, for every additional dollar they can get out of a barrel of oil, in a budget cycle, it's an additional $85 million for the state. So if a pipeline can just get one additional dollar, that's an extra $85 million just in oil tax. Well, Dakota Access Pipeline is so large and so efficient that it gets it to market, it can get it down to the Gulf Coast, get the oil there, to get that worldwide Brent crude price and a better price for crude, it's generated $250 million. And I don't think that's talked about enough. And that's just one of the benefits that we as a state realize and the people of North Dakota realize, because that's less tax that has to be levied on them in some other way.
So if you're an apple farmer and the apples fall off the tree and you got to get the apples to the market, and your option is a train,
right,
and put them on there, it's going, you don't have a lot of options on where the train's going. It's going where it's going.
Right.
You got to put the apples in there, and it costs a lot of money to put apples in a train, right? Versus my apples go in a pipeline,
right,
and they can stop in Illinois.
Right.
And what are they paying now? And then Gulf Coast, a number of options. It can be stored until the price is, there's a lot of options. I'm just saying, anybody that produces anything, that grows something, they know getting it to a market and having less cost, whether it's, even if I'm going to the ethanol plant with my corn, I mean, if the ethanol plant is a mile away versus 100 miles away, there's a difference there, right?
Right, and competitiveness is very, very important for us, because we're number two to Texas in oil production, but a lot of companies that operate here in North Dakota operate in Texas. And we were at such a strategic disadvantage for so many years, not having enough export capacity and pipeline, that with Dakota Access and the proposed expansion, we're becoming more and more competitive every month with Texas. And, when you look at these companies, they have to decide, do we invest more exploration costs and drill more wells here in North Dakota or Texas? Well, if they're getting $2 or $3 better a barrel price in North Dakota than they were a few years ago, we're that much more competitive. And think of all the employment, the tax revenue, all the money that comes in for education from the oil development. All of that it really exists in a competitive environment. They can move and have assets in Texas, a lot of these companies. So along with technology that's improved over the years, export capacity and export technology and Dakota Access Pipeline has been a huge improvement in the profitability of our oil exploration. And again, I don't think that gets talked about enough. And in addition, there's about $90 million a year in property taxes that are paid statewide by pipelines, natural gas pipelines, oil pipelines, refined petroleum pipelines, all of that. $90 million in property taxes, and that's mostly going to schools. You know, but the biggest part of your rural property tax bill is your school mill levy.
So
think about that.
This would be pipelines that are on public property?
This is just all the pipelines that exist in North Dakota, all the privately owned oil pipelines, all the privately owned natural gas pipelines that send it around the state and out of the state.
Wow.
All of that is $90 million, and we don't talk about that enough either.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, we're going to talk with Doug Hilly in just a little bit. Doug's a rancher from down by St. Anthony that lived through the first go-around of DAPL. He's got pipeline on his land, so obviously he was paid,
right.
First an easement, and then obviously to get in there and put the pipeline there and gets revenue from it, as anybody does that it's on their land.
Right.
Is that part of the $90
million? No, actually it's not. The pipeline companies themselves pay a whole separate property tax and land. Landowners. So if you're a landowner and you have a pipeline going through your property, remember that company has a separate method of taxation, but that we at the state levy, we essentially assess pipelines throughout the state and then have the local counties apply their local mill levies. But because you don't see it, you don't think of it, because you know they're underground, they're safe. But there's $90 million across the state in all 53 counties when you add it all up that are paid by oil and natural gas pipelines. That is a huge number that would have to be levied somewhere else. That is keeping your ag property tax bills down. That's keeping your residential property tax bills down. It's a win-win-win. It's good for the industry. It's good for the state of North Dakota, and it's good for the people of North Dakota.
One last thing I want to ask you about is the taxes paid by the oil industry. We hear the number that 50% of the taxes paid in North Dakota come from the oil industry. That's almost hard to get your mind around, to understand that one industry could be responsible for that much of the tax generation in the state. Explain that.
Well, and I want to clarify, that's a very basic number, because that's just the oil tax. That's not even the sales tax. That's not the income tax from royalties. All of that. All of our tax types have a significant amount of oil impact. But to put it in perspective, this next budget cycle, two-year cycle, we'll collect about $9 billion in total taxes, our office. $5 billion of that is owed to 10% oil tax on just the production of oil. Five out of the $9 billion, so it's over 50%. But then think about all the sales tax. When I look at it, we'll collect about $2 billion in sales tax this next budget cycle. A huge portion of that comes from exploration. There's about $200,000 per well drilled in sales tax generated. And we drill about 110 wells a month. There's a lot of sales tax. And that number might be a little low, right? We drill a lot of wells every month, and that generates a huge portion of our sales tax base. And that goes to fund education and human services. So it's almost unimaginable to think where we'd be if in this last decade we wouldn't have the Bakken in our backyard doing what it's doing and having the oil companies making the capital investments that they're making. Really, our state finances would be almost unrecognizable.
That is really a phenomenal statistic. And again, you can hear numbers over and over again and tend to kind of, have them. I know they don't for you, Ryan, but they do for me, where you're kind of just like, you're almost getting too many of them. But, you've broken it down well to a point where there's no denying, the incredible impact that this has. Now, you got to do other things like we talked with Julie about. Make sure that everything's done properly and everything else, and you want it to be, that's a separate debate. I just want people to understand, okay, here's the impact. Here's what it means to you. And that ought to be a consideration when we're saying what's the best mode of transportation, right? Taking trucks off the road, less trains needed for this versus ag products, you know, and a heck of a lot of tax generation. That's in my mind, a win-win-win for sure.
Absolutely. It is a win-win-win.
Are you planning on being at the hearing on the 13th?
I won't be able to be at the hearing on the 13th, but I'll be very interested to hear the outcome.
It's going to be pretty interesting, and I hope folks take the time to be part of that. We know that there will be an effort at, you know, opposition, as there was the last go around, but we got our chance this time with a little bit of heads up and a warning to make sure our side is heard. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farm and construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Pfeiffer's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made, T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At the Elks in Bismarck. They're about to overtake the Elks. They are none other than some great veterans. Active military veterans. We've got EMS, firefighters, Guard, Reserve, the whole works today for turkey dinner and all the fixings. First of three settings, 1,500 different tickets, which, by the way, is a pair. So that's, 3,000 individuals. One ticket gets you two folks come in, and they're today going to have what they deserve, a thank you meal, courtesy of Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, Action Movers, Quality Inn, Valet Sport and Marine, Wells Fargo, and Northwest Contracting today. That's why we're at the Elks for the Veterans Appreciation Meal, a complimentary appreciation meal. It's an annual event they've been doing 9 years now. It is a lot of fun. And it's sort of the quiet before the storm now. I see the guys over there just kind of waiting. Steve's kind of, ready to command the troops to wait on them hand and foot. And Steve Herman, too. And we're going to talk to Steve here coming up in just a couple of minutes on the program today. We're brought to you in part by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team down there hard at it this morning, right now. They'll get your truck roaring back to life. You need to count on these folks for any kind of diesel vehicle maintenance, repair. They're in Bismarck, but they are serving the entire region because they're that good. They've just been at it really good. The expertise they have, the mechanics they have, and the specialty, really, that's what makes them better than anything, is it's all diesel. Pickups and diesel trucks and tractors and semis, the whole works, they're going to take care of you. So trust them to figure out what's wrong with your diesel truck, tractor, or pickup truck, and take advantage of those 20 years of experience to get you back doing what you're doing faster than ever. Okay? All right. DACDiesel.com. DACDiesel.com is where you find them, or you can call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. My friend Doug Hilly is here, rancher from down by St. Anthony. Hello, sir. How are you?
Oh, great, Scott. It's always good to visit with you.
You as well. Doug was the first fellow that opened my eyes to what farmers and ranchers were living through in a meaningful way down during DAPL 1. I'd got a lot of calls. People would say, this is terrible. This is awful. You can't believe this happened. But not until you see it and live it, and I did with Doug. A lot of folks have forgotten that. That's the world we live in, right?
When we try to forget it.
Yeah, I don't blame you one bit. But for the benefit of some folks out there that don't remember it, walk me through it. What was it like?
We had several uninvited guests driving through the neighborhood. We're not used to driving through police blockades to get home. We live 25 miles from Mandan, and we'd have three blockades to get through. We would have people taking pictures, and we were just on the edge of it. The heart of the people, the heart of the activity was in the St. Anthony area, which is east of us, and east to the river, where they really, really got hammered with a lot of things, and there's a lot of people couldn't speak out, and I guess I just opened my big mouth and let the world know what I had found out from friends of ours who were living through the chaos that was presented to them.
And, you and your neighbors, kind, neighborly folks, mean no harm at anybody. Somebody disagrees with you, has a different opinion, that's fine, this is America. But it wasn't that, right? It wasn't about a disagreement, it was about flat-out terrorism. That's
it was terrorism, harassment, whatever you want to call it, and foolishness. And what really frustrates you is when you look back at it and the purpose that they were claiming they had and how they were actually living, the two didn't run parallel at all.
You have the pipeline running through your property.
Not through property we own, but through property we lease. We have 5 miles of the pipeline that crosses property owned by two different landlords we have.
Okay, and what's that experience been like?
It started off pretty rocky with the landmen during the purchase thing, and a group of us organized and negotiated as a group of about 40 people, and after we got into the negotiations, things settled down, things went where it went, very businesslike, very professional-like, and after we finished, everything that we negotiated has been pretty well taken care of. And
how about the reclamation side, the path to putting it back in production?
I can honestly say Mother Nature the last 2 years has helped us with the excess moisture and put things back on a path much quicker than I could have ever imagined. Some of it that we have, and we have, part of our negotiations was having a third-party environmental engineering group tell us how things are being, or when we can put our livestock back onto the pastures. And with the training I have and with INO, we're close to it. And we never expected to even think about it for at least 5 years.
This pipeline is up for an optimization, they call it, so twice the amount of oil can go to markets from North Dakota. Is that something you support?
Yeah, absolutely. As you've talked about the taxes, the extra volume, what it does to our tax base, how it's helped grow the communities in western North Dakota and central North Dakota, it's been a great thing.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Anytime, Scott.
You're a good man. There's a damn few of us left. You know, I'll have to come back out for calving season, too.
Hey, anytime.
It's going to be a little later this year, though, I understand, huh?
Gates are open.
Gates are open. All right. I'm on the watch. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Rancher Doug Haley from down by St. Anthony, North Dakota. Love that part of our great state. More from the Elks Club and a great Vets Appreciation Meal. Ron Ness with the Petroleum Council and Governor Burgum coming up.
Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs, starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you can be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty, pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much? $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.